Welcome to Meant to Win, a podcast for founders, visionaries, and leaders who are deeply aware that their life and work are meant to create a bigger impact. We're diving into real strategy, conscious leadership, and the internal identity work that allows you to create massive success. I'm your host, Dr. Stephanie Wigner, an author, speaker, and eight-figure entrepreneur who loves to take business strategy and combine it with the inner identity work that truly unlocks the next level for you. If you know you have a big calling for your life and your work is meant to help more people, then you're in the right place. Welcome back, you beautiful people. Today, I'm so pumped to sit with you and chat with you because we are in the midst of our five-day challenge called Goldmind, where we are rewiring people's identity, their mindset for success, for abundance, for joy, for love, for ease, for more money. And we have had a ton of fun. I shared with them today, I'm just coming from you after teaching live for 2 hours, and now I'm recording podcast. I'm coming at you because today we covered five shifts that you need to make to go from a broke business model to a wealthy business model. And I'm going to share those with you today. You're getting lucky. You're getting a little sneak peek on the inside. And before we get into that though, I want to remind you that we have a masterclass that we're doing today. I don't do free trainings that often. And so we're doing a built for profit masterclass. If you are a brick and mortar business owner, you have some kind of health and wellness business, then I really encourage you to come because we're going to dive into the metrics you really need to be tracking inside of your practice to set yourself up not only for success, but also more freedom inside of your business so that you don't feel like the business has a chokehold on you. That's really the theme of the whole day. So click the link below, join us. It's going to be amazing. If you sign up and can't attend live, you will get the recording for a few hours. So make sure that you sign up regardless of whether you can attend live. Okay. More freedom and more profit inside of your business is also the theme of today's podcast. So the first thing that you absolutely have to do is stop trading your time for money, okay? I know when you deliver a service-based business, you just think that this is normal. You think it's the only way that you can make money, but it's absolutely not true. You have to build a business that's bulletproof. If you take a vacation or you take a week off and your business suffers, you don't make income during that, then you don't have a business model that's worth one, it's not worth anybody else investing in. Two, it's not actually a business. It's more of a hobby, I would say, because businesses perform whether or not the operator is inside of them. And so I really want to encourage you to look at your income, your monthly recurring revenue, if you have some. If you don't, start building that in. I want you to look at your processes and your systems for longevity inside of your business. What kind of experience do you have for your patients or your clients when they come in? Is there clarity on what the steps are for you and your team? And is there clarity for the patient paying you? Is there clarity for the clients that are coming in? Are they aware that this is going to be a 2-month process or a 5-month process? Do you have a plan in place for them? When you focus your efforts there, it's actually easier to grow. When you focus on getting the patients that you already have to stay for a little bit longer, providing them with a really amazing experience that they never want to leave, then you have to worry less about new client acquisition, which is a really great place to be in, okay? The other thing that you want to do is really understand, and this is what we've spent a lot of time focusing on this week, is moving out of this hustler identity and stepping into creating capacity for yourself. So one of the things that I spend a lot of time teaching my clients is that capacity is so much more than what you think it is. It's the ability to hold multiple things at once. It's the ability to be a great parent, a great business owner, a great leader, a great sister, wife, whatever it is you want to be. It's the ability to be good at all of those things, and you have to put your best foot forward. And the only way you're able to do that is if you have more space in your day. I really encourage my clients to have a CEO day where they're taking a full day out of working with clients or patients or team. They're only working on themselves is a really important thing. And they're only working on revenue generating tasks. So they're only working on things that are actually going to make them more money instead of just doing silly admin tasks that you could pay somebody $20 an hour to do. Okay. So the way that you build more capacity is you schedule it and you protect your schedule at all costs. I am an absolute psychopath about my schedule. Okay. I knew that this is day 3 of me teaching for 2 hours straight. I scheduled this podcast recording a month ago because I know what my schedule is and I know that I have to keep my commitments to myself. I know that I have to create consistency within my schedule. I know that I have to be where I say I'm going to be. And the only way I'm able to do that is if I live and breathe and die by my Google Calendar. Okay. That thing tells me exactly where to be at what time. And that's truly how I'm able to accomplish so much more and actually have capacity to enjoy my life, to go to the gym, to go play tennis with Kyle, to be present with Jet. We're heading this weekend to Palm Beach. I wouldn't be able to do that if I wasn't such a psychopath with my time, okay? The next thing you want to do is really transition out of chaos and into really bulletproof systems. When people hear the word systems, they automatically get overwhelmed because they don't even know how to create them. They don't know what they're supposed to be focused on, what they're supposed to be doing. And truthfully, you don't have to be good at systems. I reference my husband, Kyle, like he doesn't love systems. He's a visionary through and through and through. And so we paid somebody to be the chief operating officer inside of his clinics so that the systems would get in place the way that we envision them, right? You don't have to be the one to do it all. And now he's spending all of his time working on AI. And that's the systems he loves building. He doesn't love building the other stuff or building systems for teams. So a reminder, a permission slip, if you don't like building the thing, you don't have to, you can just pay somebody else to. But your business is absolutely going to live and die by your systems. It's truly the only way you get freedom. If everything lives in your head, you might as well just kiss freedom goodbye. The next thing you want to do is you want to move from an operator to a CEO. And what I mean by that is like you have to create more leverage inside of your business so that you are focused on the highest level tasks. We already talked about CEO day. You really just have to embrace the identity of somebody who's building a business to have a business. A lot of small business owners get into a business and start a business because they think they're going to make more money. They think they're going to have more time, and they actually don't understand everything that's going to be required of them. And so I really like to tell people that there's a lot of shifts you have to go through on your path to becoming a true CEO and thinking about your business the way a CEO would. But the beautiful thing about being a CEO is, yes, it's hard, but that's where the freedom lives. That's where the creativity lives. You get to create new things. You get to breathe them into the world. You get to have a ton of fun. You get to meet amazing connections, but you need the ability to do that as a CEO. When you are so stuck in practitioner mode or coach mode or healer mode, you aren't able to do that because all of your time is being spent client facing. You need the space to breathe. You need the ability to dive into your data the way a CEO would so that you can make better business decisions. And also, I like to remind people too, like, you created the business. You should get to decide if you don't want to work on a random Tuesday, that you want to take Friday afternoon off. Like, that's the perk of building. That's the perk of putting all your blood, sweat, and tears into it, is so that you can just decide, hey, I don't want to work Wednesdays anymore. Let this be your permission slip. The CEO decides when they work. Okay. The final thing that you need to do is move from this sense of survival to overflow. And we really hit home on this week. It was really important for me to let people know that although I talk a lot about money, yes, because you can't do 90% of the things you want to do without money. My whole goal is to build a wealthy life. Do I need money for that? Yes. But a wealthy life is spending as much time doing the things that excite me as I want to. It's about being around really cool humans. It's about creating experiences for myself and my family that we otherwise wouldn't have if we weren't intentional with our time, if we weren't intentional with the money that we made. It's about getting to give back and help as many people as I possibly can with my resources, with my gifts, with my talents, with my time. A wealthy life is a beautiful, integrated life, and that is what I'm after. However, I've found an order to tap into that abundance and that overflow, you have to move out of survival. And admittedly, it's been probably 10 years since I've been in survival, but I can promise you when I was, I knew that I didn't want to stay there. I knew that I was not interested in staying in a survivor stage. And I can look back at that stage of my life when I was growing my first business and I was doing whatever was required, working 7 days a week. Sometimes I still do, by the way, but I was doing anything that was required to become profitable. I have so much love and respect for that girl because she did whatever it took. But then I almost trapped myself in that survivor stage because it was hard for me to delegate. It was hard for me to step into a leadership role. It was hard for me to ask for help. It was hard for me to think about raising my fees. It was hard for me to step into the calling that I had for my life. It was hard for me to be okay with actually wanting more. I was so scared of judgment. I was so stuck in this people-pleasing identity. And truthfully, all of that kept me in survival mode. In order to truly step into overflow and have team that's bought in and be able to create leverage with my time and be able to make money that's not attached to my time and to be able to share with the world and make a massive impact, I had to completely rewire my identity to become that kind of person. And I still am being brushed up against things that have been a deep rooted belief in me that I acquired since childhood. I still get brushed up against my own limiting beliefs. They just show up in new ways now that I'm at new levels. But I honestly have an operating belief that overflow is the baseline. Abundance is the natural state. Abundance is here for all of us. We don't have to do anything to work for it. We are meant to live abundant lives. It's ourselves that block us from that. So if you're ready to build a wealthy business, a wealthy life, join our upcoming masterclass. Join us there. If you know that you're just ready to work with us at The Wealthy Practitioner, also click the link below to apply for our mastermind. We don't open applications all year. We only do it in certain pockets of time. So it's not something where you can just kind of join when you want. We really have focused enrollment periods and we happen to be in one right now. So if you're looking for some more coaching, you're loving the podcast, definitely join our masterclass. If you've been listening for a while and you know that you're just ready for the next level, then join, apply. If you're a good fit, we will accept you. You'll get a text from my team right away. And we would love to help you build the business of your dreams. I will see you next week. If something in this episode resonated with you today, trust that it wasn't random. It wasn't an accident. Growth doesn't come from doing more. It comes from becoming more. If you know you're meant for a bigger life, a bigger impact, and success that actually truly feels aligned with you, then you're being called forward. This is your opportunity.